Programming is made possible by Farm Credit of Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter wheat, the May variety, 667, down 1 3/4. July, 666, down 1 1/2. Soft May wheat, 629 1/2, up 1 3/4. July, 630 1/2, up 1 1/4. March corn, 427, up 3 3/4. July, 442, up 3 3/4. January soybeans, 1342, up 4 1/4. July, 1297 3/4, up 3 3/4. January soybean meal, 440.80, up 1.80. January soybean oil, 39.68, down 7 cents. December live cattle, 132, 12 1/2, up 12 1/2. January feeder cattle, 167.82 1/2. And they are down 55, and February lean hogs are 86.62 1/2. They're unchanged since the opening bell. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in Newmarket, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Quiet day out there, it seems.
You know, it's been quiet, but we've seen it turn from being negative when we come in this morning to being a little bit positive now. You know, we're looking at corn up 3 1/2 to 3 3/4 and beans up 3 1/2. We're a nickel off the low in the corn, and we're about 12 cents off the low in the beans. So we are seeing a little bit of excitement as far as that, very short and quiet excitement, but a little bit of short covering going on.
How much stock should we put in this week's Fed meeting regarding tomorrow, and how the market might react to an announcement regarding the potential tapering back of $85 billion a month in bond security purchases?
Well, I think the answer, you just answered your own question there, Dave. It's going to be, if they decide to start taper back on what they are doing, or whether they go the same. There's two lines of thought out there. Bernanke, in his last meeting, is not going to want to change what he thought's been a good idea, and just as soon put anything, if it would happen to go wrong, on the next person's shoulders. The other one is, he's going to be out of there. If it doesn't work, why, it's not all the new person's fault. So, you know, that's why we've got a little bit of skepticism as to what they are going to say at this report, but it's going to be very important what they do say, and even more so important when it ever does happen, how the markets do react. You know, a lot of them think it'll be a little bit negative to start with, and others think it'll, you know, slide on through and it'll be good. So that's all to be seen yet.
I guess that USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack is either on his way to China or in China. Certainly one of the topics to be discussed is this GMO corn issue, I would think.
Well, you know, it's amazing how, didn't we arrest some Chinese people for trying to seal GMO trade?
Yeah, they had them in napkins and at the border, and it was a couple of different people trying to leave the country with seeds, I guess, then to examine them when they got back to China.
Now, isn't it amazing if they're so damn scared of them, why they want to steal them? But
there is some irony there, yes.
There is some irony to that. But it's called an ace in the hole, and it's their idea when they found out that a lot of their people had been buying and then re-registering them as, you know, to get the higher subsidy price and everything on it, making money on it that way. And to stop some of that, and also because their corn harvest was a little better, to get rid of some of their overpriced corn that they had their ace in the hole, and they're rejecting some here to do that. So it's a bad deal for the U.S. farmer. It's a bad deal for the U.S. exporter. But it is what we're dealing with, and it is there, and it's real.
Of course, ethanol margins were near record levels on before all this news came out around Wednesday last week, and the ethanol margins have taken something of a hit, even though there's no real logical reason for them doing so.
Well, there are in the respect of the DDG market into China was extremely large, Dave, and it continues to be. And if they are going to start inspecting for that gene that might pop up and we might have rejections, why, that's made a lot of the ethanol processors very skeptical about wanting to move their DDGs into the Chinese market. And, of course, that is one great big thing out there that way. Now, the ethanol plants, even though we're talking about reducing the RFS and everything along the way, have been grinding at full speed ahead, using up a lot of corn and also having some fairly decent, really decent margins for change, and the export business seems to be thriving at this point.
Today, anyway, we've made a new high off of yesterday, which is a good start for the week. Is it? Are you of a mindset that when the week is over, that we won't have tested 418 on the bottom side?
You know, if for today, that looks like a good possibility. You know, we've got a couple things going on. Everybody is so bearish, and it's the market's job is to try to prove the majority wrong. We've got some short covering coming on just because of people evening up a little bit before they go to the Christmas holidays. We've got talk of index fund rebalancing, which they're very, very short now, which will probably be buying. And, of course, the Argentine weather looks a little dry. Doesn't look like a long term that way, but if we continue that way, it's just a little scary and a little extra wet in some of the Brazilian areas. We've also got, as we look here, the forecasts we're seeing today are much wetter going into the weekend and first of next week than they were for the Midwest. Whether that's snowing can stop a lot of movement along the way, all those things. And we looked at the corn basis in Iowa increasing 7 to 8 cents overnight. So all those things a little bit positive.
Turn our attention to the soybeans, where a large bank has put the average farm price for soybeans for next year with a 9 handle.
Scary, isn't it?
Yes.
More scary in the respect of we're talking about increasing bean acreage because it's so much better than planting corn. That sort of tells us that basically along the way, if you are planning on increasing your bean acres, maybe a few hedges of some sort or contracts along the way out there for your increased acres might be wise before you start ordering the seed.
Maybe buying some November puts, selling November puts, and then buying a November call might be, you know, some sort of a combination hedge might be in order.
Yeah, and that's what we're talking about, you know, putting a bottom under the price before that you just really change that much acreage in your planting plans.
When's the wheat going to find the bottom?
Oh, boy, that's a big question. You know, basically along the way, if we don't hold, you know, within here, within 5 cents where we're at, it looks like we could drop another 20 cents, Dave. So along with that, if we think that corn can find a little bit of a bottom in here for the week, wheat's going to do the same. And we think, you know, we are competitive with the world right now with wheat, but we've been loading so many beans that it's been hard to get much wheat loaded out and sold. But we should see some cash movement, I mean, some export sales of cash export sales of wheat to occur here soon. So hopefully that will help stabilize the bottom here.
You look for hogs to continue to be weighed down?
You know, I think we've seen a little bit of anxiety over some of all the big hog numbers, everything like that. But the more we hear talk amongst the hog breeders, but they don't, the lack of talk when the PED situation is brought up, I think that we're going to start to see a little bit of cutback as hog numbers and some of the hogs coming online. So I'm just a little bit optimistic of hogs.
Thank you much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in Newmarket, Indiana. Current tick in the marketplace, hard red winter May wheat, 669 and three quarters up one. Soft May wheat, 628 and three quarters up one. March corn, 427 up three quarters, now up 3.5 at 26 and three quarters. July, 441 and three quarters, up 3.5. January soybeans, 1340 and three quarters up three. July, 1297 up three. January soybean meal, 440 up 140. January soybean oil, 39.68 down 7. December live cattle, 132.10 up 10. January feeder cattle, 167.80 down 60. February lean hogs are 86.65 and they're up 2.5. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. Is now 10 o'clock Central Time.